Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hello.
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 Oh, not this again.
How are you?
I'm sick of musical Charlie.
Sorry, I'll not do it anymore.
That's a lie.
I think it brings joy to people. Yeah, that is a blatant lie, sorry. Bare-faced lie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I'm very excited for this week's podcasting world.
Me too. So, we have had quite a few messages over the past few weeks, haven't we? Basically saying like, oh, like, I wish you did more than one episode a week. And we were speaking to the super, super lovely gal who slid in our DMs. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm all caught up now. I don't really know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
And oh, it was so nice.
So cute.
But yeah, so what we've decided to do is give you guys a number of episodes this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best
not
to know
to
yeah, that
them.
You don't have to listen to all of them. But if you wanted to, I mean, if you like our voices, you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we've kind of taken an angle on. I know we did our How to Find Out Your Skin Type set. That was one of the first ones that we did, wasn't it, Charles?
Yeah.
But
kind of off the back of that, yeah. People were still a bit like, okay, now I know my skin type.
Yeah, what
next? Yeah. So we kind of, as soon as we came across Lioni, which is the brand that we've kind of teamed up with for mm-hmm. this. Not brand, they're both, it's a lady called Megan and Senya, and they're two friends who started off with the same values as us in that it's a very conflicting world when it comes to talking about skincare and beauty. So they kind of want to get to the bottom of it, but because they're both trained in skincare consultancy and that kind of thing, they decided to actually become skincare consultants,
yeah.
Whereas we speak to the consultants and do the research.
Yeah, they were super helpful and super sweet. And it honestly was.
Yeah.
Like, I know we weren't with them, it was over FaceTime, but it was honestly like looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, they honestly have such the same values as us, and it was really refreshing to see other people.
Yeah.
Because they're completely unbiased as well.
Yeah.
They don't get paid for any product recommendations, they don't push anything because they're going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
It's all their own recommendations.
Exactly. Just like us, we don't get paid for this.
No, we don't.
But yeah, so basically, off the back of the skin type thing, I was like, you know what, we should do a more in-depth episode per skin type
mm-hmm.
where we can get really kind of niche specific advice on dry skin, oily skin, sensitive and combination skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we've done this week. We sat down and did the four interviews with them, didn't we? And got all of the information as to the definite do's and don'ts for your skin type, what to avoid, what to look for, how to tell without having to go and get your skin tested what your skin type is. I think mm-hmm. that's really important.
Yeah.
And really like how to properly care for your skin type, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much it. Nailed mm-hmm. it.
So, Ames, it's time to talk about combi skin.
This, I think boiler. This is the real prize winner here. Like, this is the big one.
Yeah, it is. And I think if you know you've got combination skin, have a listen to this episode, but then also go and listen to whatever your combination is. So if you're dry but oily, listen to both those episodes.
100%.
If you are oily and sensitive, oily and dry, that, you know, just basically mix and match with these episodes. So listen to this one. Get your advice. There's some insane advice in here. And like we said, this episode is kind of for everyone. Because as we were interviewing, you'll hear, we realised we have combination skin before we'd even, like, realised.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this episode. And then if you're, like, whatever combination, go and listen to those as well. Because there's some really, really in-depth advice on how to deal with both of your combi
I think
things.
It's also important, if you're a lady listening to this,
mm-hmm.
just listen to it anyway, even if you don't think you're a combination skin.
Yeah.
I found out some really, really useful information off the back of this app.
Yeah.
Like, the girls talk about your hormones and stuff and, like, your periods and what...
Yeah.
You know, they kind of brushed upon what that has to do...
Sorry to any guys listening to this,
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Sals. Yeah, so I feel like...
Actually, no, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. I'm unapologetically not sorry about that, actually. Rewind, periods are normal and fine. There's no reason to be...
Agreed, yeah.
Sorry, back to the point.
But what I'm trying to say is, even if you don't think you're combination skin, I think this is a really nice one to just listen to 20 minutes or so in the morning. You'll learn some nice things.
Yeah.
And if you don't learn anything, at least we've provided
hopefully
you with some lols.
So let's see what the girls had to say about combi skin.
Yes.
So we are with Megan and Senya, the Lion-y ladies. And in this episode, we are going to be speaking about how to look after your combination skin properly, because I feel like this is the most confusing of all.
Yeah, I think this is the most difficult one.
You're neither here nor there. You've got products left, right and centre. You don't know where to start. So, hi, ladies. Please help people with combination skin.
Hi. We are here to help. It's definitely, I think that combination skin is the most tricky, to be honest.
Yes. Exactly. So what are the key signs then, before we go into everything, that kind of are signposts for combi skin?
So a combination skin means that some areas of your face are oilier than others. So most combination skin represents an oily T-zone, mm-hmm. so your forehead, nose, and chin, and normal dry or even sensitive cheeks. And because of this mix of skin, it's really hard, like you said, to take care of it and to assess the right products for each areas of the face. But that's basically how you would define a combination skin.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It's just such a hard life. Like, why? There's so many different skin types. Why throw two in the mix?
Exactly. I know.
It's so really frustrating.
It is. And I also think one thing that I think, because I don't suffer with combination skin, I almost kind of have to ask these questions as if somebody like who has. But if you're getting, I imagine that people will look for balancing products. So something, one product that they can use on their whole face and it's going to tackle both. Is that true, or do you need to really tailor different skincare products to different areas of your face?
Well, because the skin is a mix of different skin types, unfortunately, there isn't a miracle product that will address each condition. So balancing creams, they're really basic and they're really going to do like just a small hydration on your skin, but they won't tackle the problem of having, for example, an oily T-zone and sensitive cheeks. So it's really important to address each areas differently. You don't have to buy, for example, two moisturizers, two cleansers, or I don't know, two exfoliants. It's just to use the right products at the right time. That's it.
Okay. How would you advise like a general routine then for somebody with combination skin?
So I would advise to wash their face with a gentle foaming wash. So it's really important that it's gentle. So for example, go to a pharmaceutical brand. They have really good foaming wash and they will respect the barrier of your skin. So they won't overstrip, for example, your cheeks. Mm-hmm. Then I would use a vitamin C serum in the morning because it's really good to protect your skin throughout the day. It's very good also to control oil, but also to protect the more sensitive areas of your face. And then top it up with an SPF moisturizer. So depending on how much oil you have on your T-zone. So if it's a lot, for example, I would maybe go to an oil-free moisturizer. But if it's sometimes oily, but it's not like affecting you throughout the day, I would use a simple hydrating, like a light hydrating moisturizer with SPF in it in the morning.
Okay.
Then at night, I would, again, depending on your skin, double cleanse or just clean your skin maybe one time with the foaming wash. And then use a BHA lotion. So BHA is a chemical exfoliator and it's really good because it really goes deep in your skin and it exfoliates your pores. So it really helps with oil. But when you use this, only use on your T-zone or on the areas where you have oil because it might be overstripping for the other part of the face. So for example, I have a combination skin and I use a BHA lotion only on my forehead, sometimes on my chin. So it really depends how you feel with your skin.
Okay, so use the BHA where you feel like you need to rather than all over your face.
Exactly, I think. Because if you have sensitive cheeks, you don't want to sensitize them. So it's really important to really target those treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, depending on your skin, if you feel it's quite dehydrated, I like to add a hyaluronic acid serum because it penetrates deep in the skin and it doesn't make the skin greasy. And then mm-hmm. just a light moisturizer just to seal everything up mm-hmm. and be ready for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also think...
One thing I would add is like, if you are suffering from like sensitive cheeks or redness or something like that, you can also use a targeted treatment for the redness, but maybe just don't use it all over your face as well. So maybe just put it on your cheek area, or I don't know if you have something like rosacea or, you know, any of those skin conditions, you can target that specific area
mm-hmm.
because I know that I had that issue.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you just need to listen to your skin, I guess. So it really depends how how it feels, what type of combination you have, because combination skin doesn't mean you have normal and oily. It means also dry and oily, or maybe sensitive and oily. So you really have to know your skin.
Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of ties nicely into what you were just saying, Megan, into the question I was going to ask. So basically, you see a lot of people face masking at the minute, and they only have it on certain areas of their face. So would you advise that somebody with combination skin should buy a mask for, say, they've got redness, they just use the mask on the red areas and then use a different mask at the same time on the other areas?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I think for me, like, with my sensitivity, and then my skin's been changing a lot. So I had kind of, like, normal to sensitive skin, and then I also had this like weird rash thing working for a while. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I would put different masks on different areas. I know there are quite a few brands that have like several different masks. And so if you can just get a couple of each, and then it's also like kind of a fun little Instagram photo as well. But it's good for your skin. Because like, for example, clays, you really don't want to put clays on your cheeks if they're sensitive. Mm-hmm. But maybe you have a really oily T-zone. And so that's something that you're kind of wanting, and so just put it on your T-zone, and then maybe put something very gentle, very hydrating on the cheeks.
I have a combination skin. For example, I use a mattifying clay mask on my T-zone, and then on my cheeks, depending how they feel, because sometimes they get more sensitive, especially in winter. Mm-hmm. Then I use something more hydrating. But just make sure that both masks they have like the same length. Mm-hmm. Of using it, because if, for example, one, you have to use it 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, you can also like irritate your skin. So it's really important to
make sure you're timing it right.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've just clicked that I have combination dry sensitive skin after having listened to that information. So good,
you've learned something.
Yeah, and I think the thing is with combination too, like most of us do have some type of combination skin. If you just have, and I think that's why skin typing in general is quite difficult, because everyone's skin is different and we do have all these kind of different issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless you have like a completely normal skin, you probably have a combo of things working at all times.
Okay, amazing. So I guess this is kind of a hard question to ask, but what should people with combination skin actively avoid doing or buying?
So again, it's just not overstrip your skin. So you, even if you have an oily T-zone, doesn't mean you have to get rid of all the oil and be very harsh with your skin.
Yeah.
So make sure that you exfoliate and cleanse your skin, but appropriately. Don't forget about the other areas of your face that are most sensitive.
Not overdoing it. I think being gentle and listening to your skin. So like, if you, let's say you have, I don't know, what's a good combination, oily and dry or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Just making sure that you're using a cleanser or something like that that is suited to both. So if you have maybe some breakouts on your T-zone, but then you have sensitive cheeks, don't be using like an acne cleanser, mm-hmm. Because you're going to sensitize your skin. And then I think also just the normal things like trying to avoid fragrance where you can, trying to avoid essential oils where you can, trying to avoid the manual exfoliants, just the kind of basics that we've said for all the skin types, because it depends on the combination, I guess.
And again, don't be afraid of moisturizing, don't be afraid of exfoliating. There's so much, I don't know, myth around it, but just listen to your skin and hydrate it, because I think most of the most common mistake that combination skin and oily skin do is that they avoid to put things on the skin because they feel it's gonna make it more oily.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget to properly nourish your skin, because actually if you don't give something on your skin in the morning, for example, it will try to protect itself, so it will create more oil, and that's why sometimes you feel more oily in the afternoon. So it's really important to properly nourish your skin when you have a combination skin.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So I guess that kind of covers the do's and don'ts then, doesn't it?
I think I'm combination oily dry.
Oh God!
Yeah,
God. What's happened to us?
Yeah, the realization. Has, like, it really depends on like the time of month too. Like I, for so long, I had like the most sensitive skin ever, and then finally I like fixed my barrier, and now I'm having like a little bit of oil action going on, and so it's a whole new world for me.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with women with the menstrual cycle, because before your periods, you tend to have a more oily skin. So that's again something that you can also manage with skincare. the BHA lotion I told you before. Like, you could use it also 1 week before your periods, just to avoid to clog your pores and to have like breakouts or stuff like that. It can really help too.
So, you know, when you say obviously with women, your skin type, your skin concerns can be different throughout each time of the month depending on where you're at with your cycle and stuff, would you recommend like switching up your routine, maybe like, I don't know, like 2 weeks of the month having one routine and then the other 2 weeks having another routine depending on where you are with your cycle, if that makes sense?
I wouldn't switch my routine, but I would maybe add a product, for example, add a BHA before my periods and during my periods, and then maybe after remove it and just follow my normal skincare routine. I wouldn't change everything. I would add some stuff, maybe like do a mattifying mask, stuff like that, but I wouldn't like disrupt everything, because also you never know why your skin is reacting. So if you disrupt everything, then it can just emphasize the problem and make it even worse. So just listen to your skin.
Amazing.
It's easy to say, but
yeah, and don't panic, I think, too. Like, that's a don't for all skincare. Like, if you, I don't know, just before your period, you have like a huge breakout, don't then go and put on like a million clay masks to try to fix it. You're going to make it worse. So I think making sure that you're trying to use gentle products and products that aren't overstripping your skin always, even when you get like some issues happening.
Exactly.
Amazing. That's super helpful to know. So, ladies, I think it's worth that we explain to the listeners of Birthday Skin exactly what you guys do, because I think you obviously have a lot of knowledge to impart and it's your business. So do you want to take it away and like fully explain how people can get involved with you guys, where they can follow you and what you do?
Yes, of course. So Megan and I, we founded Leon, and Leon is a skincare consultancy company. So what do? We create a bespoke regime for both men and women. And every product that we recommend are very transparent. So we don't work with any brands, retailers, or products. And we have different types of consultations.
Yeah, so we have a 20-minute consultation, which is kind of like a little taster of what we do. So you come in, it's a one-to-one skin health and lifestyle assessment, and then we do an analysis with our Observe machine. So it takes away kind of all of the confusion that I think a lot of people are having about what skin type do I have, products do I use, because we can see in the Observe machine through these different lights what skin type you actually have, and then we're able to kind of off the back of that recommend appropriate products for you. But with the 20-minute consultation, the Elessence, we just give you on-the-spot feedback. So we might say, you know, take away that foaming cleanser, or, you know, add in a gentle cleanser, something like that. But then we also have a 45-minute consultation. And so that's a much more in-depth skin health and lifestyle assessment. We still do the Observe machine analysis. And then off the back of that, we give you a full morning regime and evening regime, as well as your like in-depth skin analysis. And again, we aren't, you know, tied to any brands or retailers, so it makes it a great super kind of unbiased
person. Exactly. And we started to do only like monthly pop-ups, but now we have an ongoing day every week on Thursday in Notting Hill, and we do both consultations. So the L'Essence one is for £35 and it's 20 minutes, and the second one, La Crème, is 45 minutes and it's £90.
Amazing.
So you can come.
We're trying to branch out of London as well, so
yes, please
follow us on Instagram to see where we'll be.
Well, how amazing are they both?
Just so insightful, and they were so lovely as well.
Yeah, so helpful. And like they've said, they are skincare consultants, so as they've just mentioned, the prices and what they provide has already been spoken about. But if you want to follow them, it's lionee.ldn, right? Lionne. And yeah, they're just great girls. So hopefully they're going to come up North Ames. I'm going to do something fun with them.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. Like, I really hope they come our way. Like, yeah, I would love to meet them.
Oh my God. Dying.
Might knock my self-esteem a bit, because obviously they sound really exotic and we're just like, Manchester.
They'd be like, okay. Yeah, they're not like that here from where I'm from.
But no, super, super nice girls. Yeah. And
massive thanks to them.
Yeah, like
massive
huge thanks. Thank you. Like, they spent so much time.
That's like 2 hours worth of their time.
Yeah, and not to mention the technical difficulty we had. Mm-hmm. Our stuff, our program crashed on us, so we had to re-record like half of that. So they were super patient, and we just want to give them a great big thanks because we learned so much off the back of all those episodes, and we hope that you guys did too. We hope that you enjoyed them, and if you did, leave us a little review and slide in slide us in our DMs if you've got any other
questions. Tell your friends, tell your family,
tell your mom, tell your dad.
Amazing.
Cool.
Perfect. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Charles. See and thanks you later. To the girls.
Of course. Thank you to Senya and Megan of Liony.
Bye.
Bye.